93KHJ. Appreciate you checking out our podcast portion of our platforms. This next interview is Dr. Francine Amoah and Dr. Ifeely John Tufa, and they're talking to us about COVID vaccinations. This is a big interview, but we cover a lot of ground here and clear up all things COVID American Samoa. There's a lot of great info in here about where you can get vaccinated and when, what happens when you wait between your first and second shots, and how much of the island still needs to get their vaccinations before the task force starts loosening restrictions. So check it out. Without further ado, here's Dr. Ifeely and Dr. Francine now on 93KHJ.
Yeah, I just want to say before we start, on behalf of our director, Motusatu de Amunua, and the rest of our leadership there, I just want to say thank you for having us here so we can put out some information to your listeners. Also want to say hello to all the listeners right now. So yes, vaccination. A lot of people are focusing on our repatriation flights. But the biggest thing that's really going on right now is our vaccination program. It's the best way that we can, help the territory, help everyone protect our people in the event that the virus does get here. So if you haven't gotten your first shot yet, you know, we're going to put out some locations for you. Please come out and get that first shot. We still have our sites open here at Tafuna Community Health Center. We also have the sites at the Lee Auditorium, and we've opened up a new site at the Executive Office building in Utulei. So we're out there 7:30 to about noon or 2 o'clock, and we're giving out both shots. We have the Moderna, we have the Pfizer first and second shot. Yeah.
And what about the one and done shot? I'm hearing that is making its way here. That's the Johnson & Johnson. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We have the Johnson & Johnson shots on island. We received a shipment of 600 doses just a few weekends ago. But our team here, we're going through the training, making sure everybody is well aware of the Johnson & Johnson. And once that is done, then we're going to start kicking it out. And we're also expecting more doses from the Operation Warp Speed in April this month. We're expecting a shipment, if not this weekend, hopefully next weekend. And we should be getting a lot more doses for the J3 or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Okay. So if you have been on the fence about doing the first and second doses, the Johnson & Johnson, we say one and done because it's just one dose. Is that right?
Correct. It is a single dose. So one of the advantages about having the Janssen is it's a one-time deal. But we've got 600 doses. We are looking at, the appropriate population for that, meaning we've got homebound patients still. We've got dialysis folks who have a difficult time coming back for that second dose once we give the first dose. We're also looking at our college students who may be heading back to college or getting on the flights back to the mainland. So as soon as our training is all done and we decide on a good target population for the Janssen, we will certainly open that up to the rest of the community. But going back to the Moderna and the Pfizer, we've got plenty of those here. And one of the things that I wanted to remind the community, you know, if you received a first dose, that's great. And if you just had absolutely no time to get that second dose, meaning you've passed your 21 days for Pfizer, passed your 28th day for the Moderna, you still have time to come in and get that done. And so with the additional site at the EOB, again, strongly urging if you have yet to receive your second dose, come on in and get that done, because without that, you know, you're really just holding out on your vaccination. It's not considered a complete dose.
Okay, question here.
Okay.
What if you got your first dose on January 29th and have yet to get your second dose? So, I mean, we're coming up on 2+ months on that. Does your first dose expire?
So the guidance from CDC is if you passed your 21st day or 28th day for the Moderna, what did you get? You got the Pfizer?
This person who's asking, that's not John Rayner, is the Pfizer. The Pfizer. Is this the Pfizer one?
I'll have to look at it carefully.
All right.
But either way, if you've passed that 21st or 28th day, okay, you still have 42 days from the date of the first dose to get it done. Now, in the case of this person, they've passed the 42 days. The guidance and the recommendation from the CDC is you just come in and we give you your second dose and we call it a day. It's considered done.
Okay. All right. So that
so this person can still come in.
That person that's in the studio that's not Francine or Ifeely can get their second dose. Okay. So 42 days. All right. So you don't have to do a do-over then.
No. You don't repeat the whole series. You just come in. We get it done.
All right. So, okay, hopefully, and I got a couple people that are asking about that online right now, too. That's what you hear.
Yeah, I realize there's lots out there like this individual who have yet to come in but received the first dose back in January. And so, again, the recommendation is come on in. We'll take care of you. Just get that second dose done.
All right. That's it. That's very encouraging. And then that's not going to mean like a bad mark on your vaccination passport, you know, in the event that flights ever open back up or anything like that, and they're not going to hold you over. Okay.
All right. I think the most important thing is to get it done.
Get both of them. Okay. Yes. And then I understand, too, you got that drive-in clinic. So the second dose is available at the drive-in clinic this weekend?
Yes. So with the drive-through clinic, you know, we had success last time. The 13th of March was our first drive-through, and so second doses for those who received first doses on that day are going to be this Saturday. So we invite folks who have yet to get their first dose to come on in, sign up. So the process is you call 219, get your name, provide your hospital number, your date of birth, so at least two ID. Patient identifiers.
Yeah.
And that way our team can confirm you on our immunization registry. You also want to pick up a consent form because that'll just make the whole process much smoother. So last Saturday, I mean the 13th of March, we saw folks who did pick up a consent form, completed, brought it to the site. It went very smoothly because all we had to do was get them to sign the consent, administer the vaccine, and then head on over to monitoring area.
Is the consent form online?
It is available on email.
Okay.
We can certainly, you call 219 and our team there can email it to you. You can also pick it up at the satellite pharmacy at Tafuna or at the primary care clinic. Those are the other two locations where you can pick up a consent form.
And I have heard great reviews. Joey did a live broadcast over there at the drive-thru and he said there was like ruby red food being catered. You had fruits. Plus, you know, you're in your car just kind of hanging out, too, which makes it a lot easier. You know, you've got the comfy seats in your car and AC, whatever. So, yeah, it was a very pleasant experience, he said. And according to Dr. Early, you guys vaccinated like hundreds that day. You had a lot of people. Sorry?
390 people.
Yeah, that's great. That's yeah.
It's a pretty good number for the amount of time that we spent out there. And mm-hmm. Yes, we got a lot of good reviews. People were very happy.
Yeah, it's better than the cattle call in the early days over at Tafuna. That's what held me back. I was like, I don't want to try to wait in that line again, but the drive-through makes sense.
We saw that some of the patients that came through or some of the community members that came through were the elderly folks. So.
Yeah.
The oldest person, I believe, was 90 years old, was very, very pleased to be able to sit in the vehicle and come and get the vaccine. So,
right. And this provides an option for those individuals who might not be, it's not easy to get around. So they can just sit in their vehicles. Our team, you know, roll right up and our team will just come over and give you the vaccine and you'll be right on your way. But before you leave, you're going to be monitored for about 15 or 30 minutes. And if everything goes well, you exit, get a nice little plate of hot dog and a nice drink and
okay. And can you cast aside any aspersions about people that might be apprehensive on getting that second shot? Because I'll be honest, the reviews I've heard and I'm sure you have is that's the one that kind of knocks you out for a minute. And those are the reviews I'm asking you. You're the expert, so you can.
I can tell you about my experience, and what I did experience the same thing. Second shot did give me a little bit more side effects. But, you know, we want to say that the difference between a side effect and an adverse reaction, Dr. Amor here can probably explain that a little bit better. But side effects are some things that we expect to happen. You know, as we know that the shot is working in our system, we can expect, you know, if you get a shot on your arm, you're going to have a little pain on that injection site. And sometimes people feel feverish or have a headache, and some were nauseated, and vomiting can happen. For myself, you know, I felt very fatigued. I had a headache, and I was down for about a day, but the day right after, it was fine. But we all have to remember that you're not considered fully vaccinated until you get that second shot. We haven't had any real serious side, you know, adverse reactions with regards to the shot. So it's pretty safe, and I encourage everyone who's had their first shot to come and get out, you know, get their second shot and be considered fully vaccinated. Because when you're fully vaccinated, you're going to be contributing to that herd immunity we've always been talking about. You know, you're going to protect yourself, not only yourself, but also your loved ones who may not be able to get that shot. So if you're protected, the virus comes to you, it ends with you.
Okay.
That's bottom line.
Comes to you and ends with you. That's a good way of explaining it. All right. And even if you are kind of put out for a couple hours, it sounds like it's a good idea to get it done on a Saturday. That way you can chill for the rest of that Saturday. Chances are you're not working on Sunday and then by Monday, right? Is that about how long it took you to get back in the game?
Yeah, it took me about a day.
Okay. All right.
One night of sleeping over it, and I was fine.
Right as rain the next day, huh? Okay. All right. And what time does that clinic open up on at the drive-in clinic at the airport?
So the team is there before 7:30, and we typically like to get that first shot in the first arm by 7:30, because we like to be out of there, you know, a little bit before 1 o'clock. So if it's a big crowd, then we'll probably be there 1:30. But the last time we had it open, we didn't close out until about 2 o'clock.
So
7:30.
What's the earliest time you could get there and start queuing up?
7:30.
Okay.
Yeah. But there are folks there way before that.
Yeah, that's right. All right. And you just kind of, it's like you're going and dropping somebody off on flight night, huh?
Pretty much. So the parking lot area is really where the operation is going to be. But you drive up as if you're going up to the check-in area.
Okay.
But you are going to turn into the parking lot. So you don't actually make it up that far. You turn into the parking lot. We'll have a team there to basically double check that you signed up. Make sure you have a consent form. And then direct you to one of the vaccine stations that we'll have under a tent. And so we'll have teams of vaccinators. There'll be three tents where there's going to be four vaccinators in each tent. And so two vehicles can be helped at the same time, because we'll have two vaccinators on each side to help. So the process is real smooth, provided that you come prepared with your consent and, you know, signing up before you come on that day.
Very cool. And the number to call, 221?
219.
219, okay.
That's the command post at Department of Health. 219 is the number to call, and they are ready to take your information if you wish to come on Saturday.
And then you can just, if you want, get that form emailed, print it out, and bring it with you. That'll make things easier than to have that filled out in advance.
Yes.
Right. Please, if you do plan on coming out on Saturday, you know, give us a call, get registered, and it'll make things much easier for us and for you at the site.
All right. Otherwise, you clog up the bottleneck with all those logistics.
Right.
Otherwise,
it'll make things flow smoothly.
Okay. Well, hey, I thank you guys for figuring out what works, what doesn't work. You know, it sounds like, you know, we're in month three of this thing, and you figured something out to make it a lot more convenient for the people.
We're constantly looking at the data and how many people are coming in, and constantly trying to adjust our operations so that we can, you know, get this thing rolling out as fast and as safely as we can. I also urge, you know, those with, you know, prior chronic conditions, if you're diabetic or you're, you know, things like that, those conditions put you at higher risk of getting severe disease if the virus was to get here. So if you're one of those people and have not gotten your first shot, we urge you, please come out and get the first shot, protect yourself, and also protect your family. Currently, we have about 55.9% of the eligible population, those who are 16 years and older, who have had the first shot, at least the first shot. And we're about close to 45% of those eligible populations who've completed. So we're marching towards our goal, and we need your help. Come out and help us, you know, achieve our herd immunity.
What is the percentage then that you think kind of achieves that herd immunity that you're just mentioning there?
Yeah, those numbers vary from place to place, but we want to get to a high number. 90% is what, you know, we would be comfortable with. the director did say that 80% we're going to start relaxing a lot of our restrictions that we have in place, even adjusting our repatriation flights and number of quarantine days. So if we want those things really reduced, it's our percentages that gonna make that happen.
And we're at 55 now, so 80 is kind of like the sort of the kind of shoulda, woulda, coulda the target.
That's the target our director has given us. 80%.
80%. Then
we're marching towards that. The good news is for the populations of concern, those who are 40 years and older, we are well past 70% coverage for those age groups. But we want to focus on those who are 60 years and above. If you are one of those individuals, have not had your first shot, come out and get it. Help us reach that 80% for that high-risk group.
All right. That's Ifeely Jontufa from Department of Health there. I just want to thank you guys, too. Everything that you have done, Ifeely, since before measles, which feels like 100 years ago. Leptospirosis outreach and Francine, all your efforts with the Tafuna Pharmacy too. That's just such a huge convenience now that we have here. A majority of the population on this side saves them that trip into Fongalu. So thank you guys for doing a great job. And it sounds like we got a quick call here. You guys okay with taking a call?
Sure.
All right, KHJ, I'm going to put you on with Ifeely and Dr. Francine. If you could please turn your radio off and I'll put you live on air with our guest this morning. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, this is just referring to the expiration on the shots. I already got my shots, but I'm just saying, does it expire when you get both shots, or is it a lifetime thing, or do I need to go maybe down the line, like seasonal, get these monthly shots or something like that?
Okay, so just making sure I understand the question, does it expire? Right now, for both Pfizer and Moderna, we are told that there is a 6 to 8 months conferred protection. Beyond that, the data is still pending. But does it expire? That's a question that we're still waiting for more data to come in before we can confirm.
And I'd like to say that the reason why we're saying it's 6 to 8 months, that's how long these vaccines have been out. So when somebody gets the shot, we see that immunity is built. And for about 6 to 8 months now, those people still have that inferred immunity. So, until we march forward for a number of years, we can constantly check and see if that immunity is still there. We have to remember that these shots are very new. It's safe, and evidence suggests that it protects you from getting COVID-19, and it also, the transmission is most likely going to stop with you. So best to come out and get that shot.
All good?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, caller. Have a good day. Good question.
Yeah,
very excellent question. Thank you for that.
Yeah, because you kind of wonder about these, you're hearing about these media stories too, where there's a different variant of the virus that's showing up in different countries and what that means. Does that mean I need to get another vaccine and do this all over again?
It's pretty scary, but the good news is that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the Pfizer, when they were doing the clinical trials, some of these variants were out there, and the shots shows that it is effective against the variants, and that's the message we really want to put out there. So the variants, it's a difference in the genetic structure of like the S protein, which the vaccine really focuses on. So it's covering a lot of those variants. Come out and get your vaccine and get protected.
Now, this was the Pfizer and the Johnson & Johnson that you said?
And the Johnson, yes, the Johnson & Johnson.
Okay.
It's constantly being clinical trials right now. So more data is coming out, and we'll try to push that out to the public as it's made available.
When you say 80%, do you think we'll open up flights when we get 80%?
I'll reserve that for the task force to make that decision. I can't really comment on that right now.
Okay. All right. But we are 55%, which is...
Yes. But I can say that as our numbers pick up, it's going to influence decision-making towards relaxing some of the restrictions.
Okay. All right. So we'll stay in close touch with you on that and the task force as well then.
Yes.
And anything else before we conclude our portion of the show there this morning?
Just a reminder, when you come to the DOH facility or clinic, please bring a mask. I know we've seen a lot of folks who have sort of ditched the mask, but we still want to encourage folks to use a mask when they come into any clinic or facility at the Department of Health. We still want to promote that. Getting us to wear it it takes a long time to get used to that, and behavior change just in general takes time. So just want to remind the community, you know, don't completely ditch the mask. Have it handy. Bring it with you when you come to the pharmacy, when you come to the clinic.
Yeah, there's select businesses on Island, too. I almost got thrown out of one the other day because I missed their sign. They said, no, you got to have a mask on. So they're still enforcing that in different parts of the island. And I guess that's, you know, a business's prerogative, too, according to the latest declaration. If you want to make people wear a mask, that's your decision, and you can enforce that.
Yes, it's not mandated. It's recommended.
And then on the drive-in clinic, too, should you bring a mask as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bring a mask.
All right. So if you're just trying to do the drive-in, even if you're not getting out of your car, you get a mask up then.
Yes.
All right. Francine, John, good to see you guys as always. And thanks for all you do for American Samoa. We're very lucky to have you guys here.
You're welcome.
DOH is doing a good job. As we say good morning and belated birthday wish to your director and Deputy Farah, too.
Yes. We had a great celebration yesterday.
Good deal. 93KHJ will be back after these messages. Samoan Sunrise with John and Sia continues after this.